Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
The Australian government is set to introduce some of the toughest anti-troll legislation in the world, but experts say it focuses on defamation and it won't help curb the rates of online bullying or cyber hate. On Sunday, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, announced his government would introduce legislation to Parliament this week that would make social media companies reveal the identities of anonymous trolling accounts and offer a pathway to sue those who defame people. Well, I suppose if there's a pathway to sue, you could also have a pathway to criminal, you know, I suppose criminal justice as well. Under the legislation, the laws would require social media companies to collect personal details of current and new users and allow courts to access the identity of users to launch a defamation case. Joining me on the line to talk about that a bit more is Martin Kenny, Sinn Féin spokesperson on justice, equality and law reform. Good afternoon to you, Martin.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Now, Martin, I suppose you yourself are no stranger to abuse, and we've spoken to you many times in the past, not only more recently, of course, when there was a direct threat made and the guards were called, of course, because somebody had threatened to carry out a very serious crime with a gun. Thankfully, that didn't happen. But still, the threat of it is enough to frighten the living bejesus out of anybody, and nobody deserves that kind of threat.
No.
But getting back to trolling, which is happening quite a lot on the internet, particularly on Twitter, do you think that we should have some sort of system in place where people can be identified very quickly?
I do, and it's something that we've actually been working on here in my office to look at that and to see where we can bring in tighter legislation around that to ensure, pretty similar to what they're talking about in Australia, that people's anonymity, you know, is not a right that they can have automatically to go off. Like, you know, freedom of speech is important, but it doesn't extend to freedom to abuse or to attack or to insult people even. You know, and I think particularly if one is going to engage in that and they're using some Peter Pan or some other name that they set an account up in and they use that as an anonymous way of attacking or bullying people, which can often be the case, you know, it's totally inappropriate and wrong. And for the social media companies to hide behind this thing, you know, that, well, if you have a problem, contact us, we look at it, and if it doesn't meet our standards, we'll take it down, simply isn't enough, because it doesn't go far enough to ensure that people's rights are protected. Because for the time that particular misinformation, often lies and defamatory stuff is up there, it's damaging that individual.
Of course it is damaging.
It can have huge mental health effects on people as well, you know, because it's very stressful and annoying for
why are we still continuing to allow, you know, these five major companies of the world, tech companies, why are we still continuing to allow them to do what they're doing, which is allow people anonymously to do whatever they want? Now, I have a Twitter account, but it's under my own name, so if I say anything, I'm quite responsible. And I do believe as well, I don't want to get people all too concerned, that I think with every job, particularly as a job as a politician, Martin, you would accept that you have to have a little bit of a thick skin, as I do as a talk show host, and accept a certain amount of it. Like, if somebody wants to call you a gobshite, well, it is, because they don't agree with you.
Right.
But I want people to understand what we're actually talking about here. It's people making accusations, people using very defamatory language, or people who are making death threats or threats to your life or to your person.
Or spreading lies about somebody. For instance, if someone was spreading lies about someone's, you know, that they were involved in some criminal action, or that they were involved in something that was, you know, corruption or something. And, you know, we have a great capacity in this country, and I suppose in every country, but particularly in this country, you know, for to believe the rumour.
Oh yeah, there's no smoke without fire.
And whisper it around them. Yeah. And especially if it's whispered to you, you know, the kind of blackguard he is. Oh, for God's sake.
Ah, yeah, he was involved in this, that, and the other, that fella, yeah.
And they don't have to be specific or anything, but people absolutely glory in that and run with it all the time.
Okay, so...
It can be very dangerous.
Okay, but why are they getting away? I mean, I work in radio, so we're governed by the Broadcasting Authority. Yep. So if I say something about Martin Kenny tomorrow, unless it's true, Martin Kenny can sue me for defamation of character. We have very strong legislation around that, and the Broadcasting Authority are quite strict about what we can and can't say. Now, we're an independent radio station. Twitter is an independent organisation. So is Facebook. Why aren't they governed by those same rules, whereby, you know, that everybody who signs up to Twitter should be identified, should have to produce, for example, if I sign up to Revolut tomorrow, which I have, by the way, great app, I have to show my pass, scan my passport, I have to scan identification, because it is banking and there is codes of conduct. So why can't social media have the same codes of conduct? If you want to use your Peter Pan name, use it by all means, but when you set up your account, that you must show identification. Why can't we do that?
Well, at the moment, the legislation that's there, it doesn't govern social media as being broadcasting. or has been publishing even. What they put it down as is that they are providing a facility, a platform, for people to write whatever they wish.
Is that acceptable? But we provide a platform.
I don't believe it's acceptable.
But you're on a platform now. But you're limited what you can say now, Martin. You're on a platform. Yep. So you are limited. And if you say anything defamatory, we're responsible.
Yes. And at the same time, the social media companies, you know, are hiding behind this thing that they're not responsible for what other people do. And it is instant, I suppose. That's one of the things. I know radio can be instant too, or television even. But certainly, what somebody puts up, it's up immediately. The social media company can't check it. But I think what the legislation which is proposed in Australia would mean, and I think that's the direction that we should be going in here. Now, there's probably other tighter things we need to do with the social media companies as well. But basically what it's doing is saying that if you or I take out our phone and type something into it, which is defamatory, I or you are responsible for what we say, for what we put out there, and need to be held accountable and responsible for that. If the social media company are so lax that they don't have proper tracking mechanisms for to be able to find out who you are or who I am and that I can hide behind an alias, then they will be responsible for that. That in other words, that the responsibility in the first instance is with the person who utters the remark or who prints the defamatory stuff. But if the social media company don't act in a responsible way by...
That they should be financially responsible then.
That they should be financially responsible then. And I think that's a very good way of, if you like, completing the circle to make sure that the individual who is defamed has an option for to be able to ensure that they can follow the person. Now, of course, one of the problems, and if you talk to any lawyer, they'll tell you one of the big problems with taking cases about somebody being defamed is, you know, that you take the case against somebody and you find that they have nothing.
And the cost of taking the case is probably more.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, and I suppose the other part of this...
And that's where the other part of it kicks in, is that there needs to be... the state needs to have some sanction there to ensure that people don't behave badly, that have nothing and that can't be followed in that way, and that there's no point in talking about somebody who's practically penniless, and for someone out there being defamed that they're going to be able to take something off, and they're not. But the state in some way needs to have some sanction against that person, and that needs to be part of legislation as well.
Now, just finally on that note, of course, this anti-troll legislation won't cover the likes, according to this article, bullying and cyber hate. Now, we've seen, organisations on Twitter and on Facebook and what have you organise these protests outside politicians' homes, which is despicable, by the way. Look, if you don't like somebody's policies or what they do, go to the Dáil and protest, that's your right. Stand outside there with your placard, do whatever you want, but going outside somebody's home and people organising this online and inciting this online, what can we do about that, or how can we stop that?
Well, I think we're looking at that here now at the moment to see what we can do in respect of having perhaps some kind of an area the person has to stay back from an individual's home. You see, as I've said to you before, now, most people are respectful even when they protest. They do it in a respectful way, but a lot of these people are not respectful. They are angry. They have this mob mentality, roar and shout abuse at people and all of that. And that's not appropriate anywhere.
No.
Whether they're at home or anywhere else, that's not appropriate. But certainly doing that at somebody's home is...
I've seen the video going around there, two people. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not a fan of Stephen Donnelly at all, and I never have been. But in saying that, I'm not a fan of his policies. I don't know him personally, and and I don't believe that anybody has a right to go near his family home, where his family are, by the way. And the same goes for Leo Varadkar, of course. People shouting derogatory names at his front door. This is horrendous stuff. I've never seen anything like it.
No, it's completely, and it exposes a very negative and sinister aspect of Irish society that we need to all stand against.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, Martin, thank you very much indeed. Keep us up to date when that legislation comes through eventually.
All
right,
all
right. Thank you. Martin Kenny, Sinn Féin spokesperson on justice, equality, and law reform, talking about new legislation possibly to make sure that the social media companies are responsible for what goes up on social media. Now, nobody, by the way, for a minute, nobody's getting soft here. I'm not suggesting for a minute that you don't. Politicians, they accept a certain amount of verbal abuse online. I mean, it's okay for you to go on and say something is stupid or that's silly or what are you doing that for, you clown, or that kind of... That's just... I mean, look, they've got a thick skin. They're in a job like this job that I'm in where people accept some people are just not going to agree with them. But when you start making derogatory statements or statements personally about somebody or about their life or about things they may or may not have done, and you make a statement that's untrue, for example, you accuse somebody of infidelity or you accuse somebody of criminality who hasn't been involved in criminality, there has to be a pathway to sue somebody because you can't make comments. You can't just say what you want about somebody. It's just wrong, you know, because that can be very damaging to their career. And we've seen in the past people's careers destroyed by allegations which generally, a lot of the time, are untrue. And people just believe it because he's right. Irish people have this whole thing about, oh, there's no smoke without fire. But it's not true. It doesn't matter. There's no smoke without fire. There must be an element of truth in it somewhere. So the Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all these companies should be able to take and have your identification. You can go on as whatever name you want. But to sign up, you should have to use legitimate identification. So if anything ever comes back, at least we've somebody or we've a trail to go back to. And I completely, and by the way, if we did that, I think people would be more reluctant to put up very abusive stuff online and the toxic stuff might be removed. I mean, you know, go on Twitter, give us your opinion. We want to hear your opinion. Everybody wants to hear your opinion. It's important that we have open debate in society. And it's important that we call people out when we believe they're wrong. But what's not important is people going on just to be abusive. That's not important. We don't want that. That's not the way society works. That's not the way we get on. We just won't work. Nothing will work by doing that.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.